Okay. Good morning, everybody. It is so nice to see all your faces this morning in this beautiful day. And we have to just thank the Lord for our good summer weather here. And hopefully for our farmers that it's doing well. We probably could use a little bit of rain, but they're able to get in the field and get the work done. So we know we'll eat next winter. Thanks, guys. We do appreciate it. I have a couple of God moments this morning. We have a prayer request for Mackenzie. This is a young lady. She is hospitalized in a hospital in Tennessee, positive for COVID, and she is on a respirator. So if we can please remember to keep her in our prayers for everyone that's affected with COVID right now, and of course for everybody that works in the hospital, because the teams do work hard. Second prayer request for Bill Smith for healing. So if we can remember to keep them in our prayers, as well as all of those that are on our prayer list, listed in our bulletin. I have a couple of joys I'd like to share. One is that we are seeing Pastor back with us. We're glad to see her. Carrie, Mr. Carrie, we have missed you, and it's good to see. Good to see that you've been released from house arrest. Yes, doctor gave you the okay to... Yeah. Yeah. Well, threats of riding the lawnmower. It's like, no, no, no. I think it was one of the ladies on Thursday morning came up to me and said, Carrie's threatening to cut his lawn. And I says, no, he's not. Ivan's been out there mowing the lawn. No lawnmower for Carrie. So we're glad, so glad to see you back, Carrie. We've all been praying for you. And Craig, it's nice to see you. So it's so many, Dan and Connie back there. So nice to see so many people. We just really, really appreciate everybody coming out. Okay. Anyone else with a God moment, Pastor?
I have a couple announcements.
Okay.
One, if you are on SPRC, we are meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to finish paperwork for our DS. It says I'm on.
Yeah?
Okay, there. Okay. Try it again. Can you hear me? Yes. Is that better? All right. Got to get approval from the soundboard here. All right. Also, an update on Haiti. Mrs. Eddy's girls' building did get hit, but it's minor. There's cracks in the walls. She thinks she's able to fix it. They all went up the mountain because they continue to have earthquakes, so they were just out under the stars. But one of the girls was down at the ocean. Now, I know you don't know exactly where things are. Here's Mrs. Eddy's. They don't see the ocean right behind them. They have to walk just a little ways and go down, and then the ocean is there. And the girls were down doing their bedding and their clothes washing. You know, we take for granted our wash machines or even be able to go to some place and wash them and dry them. This young lady was down there washing the bedding and clothes when the earth opened up and took it all, and she ran. They have lost all their bedding and all their clothes. So if we can help, I know Michigan Conference is going to be asking for help, but if we can also help with Mrs. Eddy's for clothes, for bedding, we don't send them those things, we send them money. Terry Eisenman has told me in a text that they can't send the money right now because the bank's not open, so they can't get it. And Mrs. Eddy was on a bus before the earthquake coming back from Port-au-Prince, and it got robbed. They were told to leave everything on the bus, and she lost all her earnings, which was $380. So they are desperate. They're desperate for food. The road to Jeremy is blocked. I do have some pictures on my phone, which I was going to give to Kevin. Maybe by next week we can get a few pictures up of the roads cracked and just completely open. Bridges, you know, partly down. We're so blessed. So Please continue to pray for Mrs. Eddy and the orphanage, but all the people of Haiti. And last week I told you about my friend Wilbins. His daughter did lose her house completely. So, you know, there's a lot of desperation. Also closer to home, Bishop Bard has sent another note to say, stay resilient with the COVID. If we can do outdoor things, do outdoor. Not mandating masks, he's not mandating anything, but still be wise, use caution, use your mind, use some wisdom. If you're around somebody that doesn't have somebody, or if you're somebody that's not vaccinated, his words, please get vaccinated or wear a mask. So I just pass those words on from our bishop and just continue to go with the flow as we all are. Every place is different. Every place is up in the air. What do we do? What do we not do? His words, be resilient and just be careful. So that's what I have this morning.
Okay.
Although I have news that we have a couple here that is celebrating the anniversary, and we're going to get to birthdays and anniversaries, but this one's kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
50 years on Saturday, Mary and Al Nickel.
Yeah.
Let's sing happy anniversary, then we'll get to the others.
On the altar today are in honor of Al and Mary's 50th wedding anniversary, and they are inviting all of us to join them after worship today for cake and ice cream, and that will be in celebration of their very special day. Congratulations. And yep, downstairs. Just a couple more real quick announcements. Supply cupboard is getting thin, so if anyone feels the urge, please, we will accept donations. Our pop-up food pantries are coming August 25th at Melvin, Thursday the 26th at Brown City, Saturday the 28th at Marlette, Monday, August 30th, Sandusky at Sanilac Transportation, and Thursday, September 2nd in Croswell at Valiant Ministries. There's several meetings this week, Board of Trustees and on. They're listed in the back there. Our one board governance meeting, that is coming Saturday, August 28th from 9 to noon right here at the church, and it's open to everyone. Our birthdays this week, August 23rd, Lynn Frisbee, August 25th, Wanda Cook, and August 31st, Zach Bowerman. We have two other anniversaries to celebrate this week. Rick and Debbie Tank were on the 13th. Doug and Julie Gordon on August 23rd. Good morning and welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message, and my name is Amy Henderson. I am the worship leader for this morning. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Our praise song this morning is number 3040, You Are My All in All. If you will please stand as you are able. Remain standing for our call to worship, which is listed in our bulletin, and we will recite it in unison. Which of you, preparing to do battle against the forces of evil in the world, would not first sit down and count the cost? We are gathered here in the house of God to prepare ourselves to combat the wrongs in our society. As we worship our Lord, let us check the armor that God gives us, so that when we leave, we will be able to take a stand for peace, justice, truth, and harmony amongst all children.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us each and every moment of our lives. We pray that you will give us the wisdom we need in order to follow you, that we may take up our armor against the evil one, and that we can know without a doubt that we are saved by you as we accept you as Lord and Savior. And so now open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears, that we can praise your name and give you all the glory. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our next hymn is number 580, Lead On, O King Eternal.
Thank you.
to head outside because I hear I have some children out there. If they'll come up by the building, we're going to talk about the armor of God. I'm taking my armor with me. You'll have to listen and hear. All right. So, kids, here we are. Good to have some children with us this morning. You'll come on over here by the building. It's good to see ya. Come on over here. I'm right here. All right. Now, what do I have with me this morning? A backpack. That's right. Do you guys use backpacks for school? You put your stuff in it and your books? Yeah, and so you can carry it around? Well, we're going to talk about the armor of God. And not everybody, do you have a belt on this morning? A belt. Not everybody wears a belt, do they? But I bet most kids have a backpack, right? You have a backpack too? And you brought it, so it's out in your car? Oh, it's outside in your chair? Okay. Hi, guys. We're saying hi back to the adults back there. So in our backpacks, we put them on. Now, some backpacks you can even come around your waist and snap them. This one doesn't. It just goes on my shoulder, or I can put it all the way on my back, right? So I'm carrying it. So instead of having a belt, I have my backpack. And you know what? When we carry our backpacks, do you think we can remember where to carry the truth of God around with us? Can we do that? The truth. So our backpacks can be truth. Now, in our scripture, it talks about the belt being the truth. And a lot of us don't wear belts. But then it also talks about our breastplate. Now, I didn't have anything in here about a breastplate. But I do have my stole on. My stole can be kind of covering my breast, being a breastplate to save me. But you know what the breastplate in the word is about? It's about doing what is right. So if we think we're going to put our backpacks on and carry the truth, can we also think about we need to do what is right in the eyes of God? Can we do that? Well, then I have in here, what's this? A ruler. You all have a ruler for school? Okay, so we have a ruler in there. In here, it talks about a sword. Well, we're not going to use this as a sword, are we? We're not going to hurt others. But you know what the sword can represent? It's a hard one, isn't it? It can represent the Spirit of God, the Word of God. So if you got a small Bible, you could put your Bible in the backpack. Or if you have your ruler and you have that in your backpack, you can remember that you can fight, and not literally fight, right? We're not going to use our hands or our rulers, but we can fight the spirit by having the truth, doing right, and having the word of God inside of us so we know how to respond, right? Okay. Now, in here, well, on your feet, you have shoes. I didn't put shoes in here, but you have your shoes on every day when you go to school, right? You have to have shoes on or sandals, right? Well, shoes can help us share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you're putting your shoes on in the morning and you get to school and you've got your shoes on, remember, you can share God's love with others. You think you could do that? Yeah. Okay. Then we have pencils. Do you need pencils for school? Yeah. And so when we have pencils, it also talks about a helmet. I didn't have a helmet, but I have my mic on, kind of covering my head some, isn't it? Well, I just brought things because, you know, it's not literal in the Bible. It's not talking about really putting shoes and helmets and belts on. It's talking about spiritual things. So if you have your pencil, you can write down that God has saved you. It talks about salvation, saving you. And by God's grace, you are his child. Okay, so when you have your pencils, you can write, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me, right? And you can remember that his grace is sufficient for you. Can you remember that? How about if I give you guys those pencils, you can split them up for school, okay? You share? You already have pencils, okay, but you can share. If you don't want them, he can have them, okay? All right. Well, let's pray, and we're going to think about you going to school. You start what, next week? Something like that. Let's pray. God, we pray for all of those that are dealing with school, from school boards to principals to superintendents to children to parents to teachers to custodians and cooks and bus drivers and the office workers, everybody that's involved. We give them to you, Lord, that they can put on the armor of God, that we can share your word, that we can trust you. And when things go great, we give you praise. When things go bad, we still give you praise. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, here's a couple children's bulletins for you. You're welcome. There you go. Thanks for coming over here. All right.
And thank you, Pastor Sue, for a nice message for the kids. And actually, we can all remember that we too need the armor of God as we face the world. It's a very troubled area, all over. And we just need to remember that God is with us and that we can take him, his word, and his strength with us to cover us with his armor and prepare us to be a light in this dark world. Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. A place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
One person that never been able to put too much over on as far as a surprise would be Mary. But this morning, we want to redo a song that we did 50 years ago.
Be the sermon. Well, congratulations. It's a great day to celebrate 50 years. And I'm going to use a little bit in that sermon this morning, but before then, we need to pray, and that's also part of our scripture this morning. We're also praying for Exchange State Bank in our community as every week we try to lift a business that we're praying for. And we do want to pray for those that are going to school. I know it's not this Monday, but it's coming up, and I said it a little bit in the children's message, but since our scripture is also on prayer, we do want to pray for all of those. And so if you're listening this morning, no matter what position or where you serve in the church, whether your parents sending your kids or your kids going to school, this prayer is for you. Let us pray. Abba, Father, you are a parent to all of us as your children. We celebrate that two can become one. That for 50 years they come together and stay together. And Lord, we ask that you continue to develop relationships that are good and faithful and true to you. And Lord, we pray for those who need our healing. We pray for strength. We pray for guidance. We pray for wisdom from doctors and nurses and caretakers. We pray, Lord, that you continue to heal our bodies. And Lord, for those that are going to school, some starting this week, others next, and some even the following week, we ask you, Lord, that you bathe them with your hedge of protection, that you continue to guide and lead them. Again, from school boards and superintendents and principals to assistants in the office and teachers, to bus drivers and cooks and custodians, to even parents and children, and the school buildings that are open. We give you our loved ones, your children. We ask that you bless them, that in this time that is unnerving, mask, no mask, will we be safe? Will we not be safe? Will we get sick? Will we yada, yada, yada? Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to be wise, to put on the armor of God before each day, that we have the wisdom and the knowledge to do what is right, what is faithful, what is true. And Lord, we lift up this church and all our churches. We continue to pray for those in Haiti, in the fires in California, and the hurricanes that go up the coast, to those in the waters, that we may be kept safe, that there's not so much destruction. We're already a broken world, Lord. So help us. Help us in our time of need, and let us help others who are less fortunate than us. It is this we pray in the name of Christ, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I just want you to know that I'm not ignoring Melissa when she has an episode. She has them every once in a while. The best thing for me is to continue to go on. I'm saying a silent prayer for her as she goes. We know it doesn't last long, but know that I am compassionate for her. We've had a discussion, and she knows that my prayers are with her. And so don't be alarmed. That would happen every once in a while, and then she's fine. So we're going to go to our hymn, if you're okay. All right, How Majestic Is Your Name. You may stand if you feel able. Have a seat. Our reading this morning is from a New Testament out of Ephesians. It's in chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, as Paul talks to Ephesus. Let us hear these words. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. O Lord, now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. The armor of God. We hear it's a belt of which talks about the truth. The breastplate that talks about righteousness. The shoes that proclaim the gospel, the shield that is our faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword, which is the word of God, the Spirit. Now, We know that this isn't a literal armor of God. We're not fighting a military, are we? But every morning, we should put on the armor of God in our spiritual way. To ask for wisdom. To know the Word of God. So how are you going to know the Word of God if you don't read the Word of God? If you don't study the Word of God, if you're not in the Word of God, you're not going to know the Word of God. So we have to be in the Word of God. Amen? I hope, I'm praying, that as the fall starts, we'll be able to get our Bible studies back and going. That as a group, we can be in the Word of God. But until then, I pray that you're in the Word of God every day. Sometimes I fail at that. But I do my devotions every day, and they have a verse. Is that good enough? Probably not. But I'm looking and trying to be in the Word of God. All of us need to be in the Word of God. As the kids go off to school, as we heard, they don't always wear belts. Not everybody has a belt on. The belt is the truth. Should we not all every morning say, Lord, help me to be true today, to be faithful to you, to say what is right and pleasing to you, to talk only in truth? But as we also know in this scripture, there's evil one that's around, isn't there? And sometimes we fail and we falsely accuse or judge or lie. Oh, it's just a little white lie. It doesn't matter. Is that what it says here? No, we need to have the truth to be spoken, the truth to be heard. Now, we don't go around putting a breastplate on, do we? Oh, there it goes again. Because we're not in the army. We would look probably foolish if we came to church and we all had a shield on or a breastplate on. But what we need to remember is it tells us to do what is right. Well, isn't that matching what is true? To do what is right. Do we always do that? Oh my gosh. I get so tired sometimes, I wonder if God's tired of me going, God, I failed again. Anybody there with me? Yeah. To do what is right. You know, sometimes I say something or do something and go, oh, Lord. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have said that. But if I prayed every morning and go, Lord, help me not to do those things. Help me to do what is right in your eyes. I believe that God will walk us through the day and guide us, that we will do what is right. Amen? But we have to give it to him. We have to trust him. We have to lean on God. We don't go around with swords, although our grandkids, I know, love to play with the swords or a tree limb or a branch or, you know, not the ruler, like I said outside. But they love to, like, ooh, I'm going to get ya. Well, it's not a literal sword. What was the sword saying it is? Do you remember what it is? Word of God. I heard somebody, thank you. Somebody was listening. Word of God. The helmet of salvation. How many of us wear helmets when we're on a motorcycle? How many of us wear motorcycles? How many of us wear helmets when we're riding our bikes? Jim had 9 kids this week with his daughter doing VBS. I said, Jim, I can't do it. So we had Laura come, and they were riding bikes, and they all had to have their helmets. Which is a good thing because Elizabeth crashed and broke her, was it shoulder or arm? Shoulder. She went over the handlebars. Thank God she had her helmet on. We have to wear a helmet of salvation. But for us, are we wearing helmets in here? No. But we have to know that we're clothed with salvation, with God's grace, with his love, with hope, that as we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that we know we are saved. Saved by his grace. As we accept him as Lord and Savior, we're saved. We have that salvation. Hallelujah, amen. And so wherever we go and whatever we do, we have to recognize that no matter what happens, good or bad, we are his and we are saved. And someday, when we leave this earth and go, we will be with him because we have that salvation. We have that promise. We have that hope. Thank goodness we have that hope. Amen, amen. Thanks. Shoes. Thought about putting on my tennis shoes this morning, but I didn't. But all the kids have to wear shoes. Most of them are wearing tennis shoes. And somewhere else in the scripture, Paul talks about running the race and persevering. And here Paul talks about having the shoes fitted so that they can have peace, that they know the gospel, that they can share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Do we do that? Do we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others? I pray that in worship, in song, in words and deeds, we do share that gospel. But we have to be intentional on it. And sometimes that's really hard. One of my devotions this morning in Guideposts, it talked about the woman not knowing how to pray in front of others. She's very good at praying in her own prayer life. Felt like she was not good enough to pray in front of others. To do a devotion in front of others. But she did. See, once we do those things, it's not about how luxury, how glamorous, how wordy, how eloquent. It's about what is in our heart. It's about what we know as Jesus and we're talking to him as we just talk to others. That's prayer. And it doesn't matter if we're in front of others. There's some Sunday mornings I'm going, oh, it's prayer time again. Sometimes pastors don't even like to pray in front of everybody, but we need to. And prayer is an important part. Prayer has helped healing. Prayer has brought others back to church. Prayer is us having a relationship with God and God hearing us and taking those issues, those problems, those joys, those whatever it may be, and hearing us. So as I thought about this scripture with all those things, our faith, I thought about Mary and Al. Because in 50 years, I'm sure you had some moments that things didn't go your way or go right. But in 50 years, you put on that armor for each other. And trusted God and shared with God. And I know Mary spoke to me once about, you know, she had words with somebody and she didn't like those words that somebody else said to her. And she said, you know, we had to talk it out. Like right away. Or the next day. To make sure that we're still on that same page. That we still care about each other. That we still love each other. And I know it's that way with your husband and wife, your spouse, your relationship, your marriage. You know, we're also told don't go to bed angry. Don't always do that, do we? Speaking for myself. But if we put on the full armor of God, not literal, don't have to have a sword, don't have to have the shield, but if we put on the spirituality, and I thought about Adam Hamilton when we did the study on the walk, Adam tells us our spiritual disciplines, I'm going to remind you if you have forgotten, is that we are to worship our God, including prayer, to study, to listen for God, including reading the scripture, to serve others, having acts of kindness, to give generosity toward God in your tithes and offering, as well as others, and to share or witness our faith. That's putting on the armor of God, is to put on our spiritual disciplines and do that we honor God and give him all glory. Amen. I'm going to ask that the ushers come forward this morning, and I think we've got our singers again. June and Cheryl.
Why a lonely, heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in his word, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. No, the great hidden secrets. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall end. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret. But I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him.
Amen. Now will you stand for the doxology, please? Father God, you've been so good to us. So now we give back to you. We give back to you our love, our service, our gifts. And we pray, Lord, that they are all used to further your kingdom, that others will have the helmet of salvation, that they will be able to move forward with their faith to be true and faithful to you because they know you and your word. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Our closing song is Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. The sound text to go back to verse 3, the very last. There we go. We sang this. I pray that we hold this tight in our thoughts, in our prayers. Put on the gospel armor. Nope, go back. Each piece put on with prayer. That's what Paul was talking about. Prayer. Where duty calls or even danger, be never wanting there. We don't want to go there and not be prepared, do we? So I pray that as you go forth in this week and every day, that you've got that armor of God on so that you will hold tight to the truth, to your faith, to the Word of God, and that you can go and honor Him. So go forth. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with His peace, His love, and His grace. Amen. Amen. And don't forget, we're coming downstairs for ice cream and cake. I hope you join Mary and Al.
We've only just begun to live. White leaves and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Before the
smile.